Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. It is the fabulous Adam Richard. I am back in time for a teaser trailer, and I'm just going to watch it. I have not seen it. I've managed to avoid it until now. Avoided any spoilers. Why did I say that like a 10-year-old going to the toilet? I have avoided any spoilers. I forgot how deranged this podcast was. But anyway, I'm going to click the button and press play. So if I go weirdly silent, it's because I'm going, it's the doctor. He goes, pressing play. Oh, it's more than 2.5 minutes. I don't know if I can cope with that. Where's the play button? Oh, helicopters, explosions, official trailer. Oh, here we go. Oh, Donna thinks something's missing. Yeah, we remember that from the last time. She had something lovely and it's gone. Oh. She lies in bed thinking. And there's the doctor. Oh, sad, Donna. And now, oh, the TARDIS in the lane. Well, we've seen this. The doctor remembers his friend Donna. Oh, he had to wipe her memory. Oh, now flashback to the worst thing that ever happened. Oh, and then she's poked the meep in the eye. The Martian in the shed. Oh, Sylvia punches the doctor. This is awesome. I love it. Oh, destiny. Destiny's heading for Donna. The doctor's hair is ridiculous. It's too much. Oh, and now there's the Neil Patrick Harris. The Meep. This is very exciting. Oh, Donna said, a rude word. Are you allowed to say that in Doctor Who now? The bum word? There's Kate Lethbridge-Stewart. Exciting. A unit helicopter on top of an Avengers-y building. Oh, a plane crashing. Something's entered the world. Oh, no. The one who waits. Who is the doctor recognizing? Oh, Tennant's. Oh, he's got, like, puppets. He's got big puppets. Oh, David Tennant doing some acting. He doesn't know if he can save Donna's life. What? Well, now we hear the regeneration. Oh, it's Shuti Katwa. Opening his eyes. And then there is the logo. Well, that was exciting. Oh, he wants me to click below and subscribe. Yeah, calm down, mate. You say that every time, no matter who you are. Imagine William Hartnell saying that. Don't forget to click below and subscribe. I don't do good impressions. I don't know why I even attempted that then. Oh, well, that was exciting. I don't know how I feel about it. It's a lot. Whew, did you like it? Did everyone? I want to know your thoughts and your theories, because that's kind of how this podcast works. I know I've been gone for a while. My apologies for the extended break. But every time I tried to come back, something terrible happened. And I'm working like crazy hours, and look, there's a lot going on. Anyway, let's go through the trailer bit by bit. I'm very excited. Like, it's kind of, it feels like a best of Russell T. Davis, because it's just like all the things we kind of love from him, all wrapped up in this nice, neat new package. It's weird how it looks like the old show, but it's still kind of new. I don't know how they've done that. It's an interesting thing. Are you allowed to say the A word in Doctor Who? I mean, I guess you can. I know from my time in radio that certain words kind of slide down into like things that are offensive are what's accepted by a rational person as offensive or inoffensive. And yeah, but it seems, I mean, I don't know, it's meant to be a family show. I guess, you know, that's one of those PG words you can say. The grown-up version of bum. I did love, like, in the I had the captions on, and it is very much spelled the British way, which was the, like, when we were making the hard quiz book of the world's hardest, those, I don't know why I'm refusing to say it at the moment, but it feels like it's one of those things, like, if you say a word once, that's fine to be PG, but if you keep saying it, then you kind of tip over into a different category. So the less I say it now, it means I can get away with saying it at least once this week. These are the rules. But yeah, kind of what is kind of accepted by, you know, the average person as inoffensive, kind of changes over time, and broadcasting standards, at least in this country, in Australia, are basically, you know, it's up to, like, it's kind of self-regulated, like the networks all regulate themselves. They all have their own decision about what they will and won't put to air at any certain time. There are guidelines with what can be labelled as G or PG or children's viewing or whatever. But, you know, those guidelines kind of, again, have been, like, they shift over time, and they're not kind of prescriptive. Like, there's no list of words you can't say. But it's kind of accepted that, you know, certain words would not be okay in a PG show. But that word, I think, is fine. The rude version of the word bottom. like, I remember once upon a time, bum was considered rude, but I'm old. But yeah, the word that Donnie uses is, like, probably fine in that one instance. It seems like a lot to put in the trailer. But yeah, it would be fine in one instance. But if she said it, like, you know, if she said bum, 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 but not bum. if the word she uses in the trailer, that would be a problem. So, yeah, that's, it's, you know. And again, it's just you'd make a decision if you're the producer or the editor or, you know, the network executive in charge of what's rude and what's not rude. But yeah, it's, I don't know why I found it so confronting. I mean, it's like the first time someone dropped the F-bomb in Star Trek, which happened in Star Trek Discovery. I'm like, oh, is that happening now? Is that a thing? Is that what we're doing? Is it just accepted that only grown-ups are watching Star Trek? Just sad old 50-year-old nerds like myself. The only people watching Star Trek anymore. So it's just like, ah, yeah, don't worry about it. Just drop F-bombs. There's no kids watching this anymore. And maybe that's true of Doctor Who. I mean, it looks very like it's aimed towards families, like with the Meep doing an impression of E.T. there in all of the stuffed toys. But yeah, I don't know. How do you guys feel about it? I'm conflicted. Like, why is this now my first episode back after a long hiatus has turned into a great big discussion about whether Catherine Tate should be allowed to drop the A-bomb in Doctor Who, in the trailer for Doctor Who? Look, I'll talk about it some more in the next episode. But yeah, let's break this trailer down scene by scene. We'll go through it. You know, I could probably get an entire week out of watching a trailer, and I'm going to. All right. Thanks so much for putting up with my absence. I'll talk more about that once I've gone through the trailer and tell you some of my troubles.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.